The first thing that I just wanted to advertise, actually, is something I've resisted puffing so far this weekend, but I've been told I should, because it's pertinent. We've talked a lot about the future of theatre reviewing, we've talked a lot about online reviewing. For the last year and a half or so, I've been involved in a project which is connected with the Internet Shakespeare Editions site, which some of you will know is a site that makes free and edited quality editions of Shakespeare available. It gets an enormous amount of hits worldwide every year, and if you haven't used it yet, you should. It's ise.uvib.ca, but just put Internet Shakespeare Editions into the Google. It has an annex, it has a kind of performance annex, it's building a performance database. And the most recent addition to that is a site that is devoted exclusively to reviews of Shakespearean performance worldwide. Any kind of performance, any country. The notion is, it's embryonic at the moment, and I'm going to send around an email to everyone here with a link to the site, so you don't need to take it down now. It's embryonic at the moment, but the notion is that there will be a number of people who will be invited to review regularly for the site, but it will also be a site on which anyone can upload a review. It's also a site on which anyone can respond to a review that's been posted already. So that idea of dialogic criticism, of an evolving review that came up yesterday in the seminar, this is the perfect platform for it. So we have high hopes for it, and I will send around a lot of information about it, but I just wanted to put it in your minds as something that might be the site, might be the home for the type of criticism that we've been thinking about, which is an open criticism, an eclectic criticism, one that doesn't necessarily tick all the boxes, but one which can be informal, quick, or, on the other hand, formal and slow. It can do everything. It's the internet. Okay, so I just wanted to, that's the performance chronicle of the Internet Shakespeare Edition site, so I just wanted to flag that. There's an email list going around. I think we have some of your emails already, but just in case, please put your email on that list that's going around. Okay, we've had a good time. And this is really, I suppose, a wish list in the sense that we would probably like to do something like this again. Maybe next year, maybe in 18 months' time, maybe in 2 years' time, diaries depending. Is this a good idea? Where should we go next? You will tell us certain things on your feedback forms about what you think worked and what you think didn't work. But any ideas you have about format, any ideas you have about theme would be very grateful to hear them. Or any general reflections on the last 36 hours would be welcome. Yeah, Bridget.
I'd just like to thank you for the format of that last session, because it was very energising after not very energising production. And also the panel of papers, the way you started to have a little bit like Shakespeare Association of America, that had people responding to each other's papers, that was so much more enlightening than people talking about their own papers and sort of trying to give them by the back door. And when I'm auditing those SAA seminars, I never know what's going on half time. But with that, I really felt a lot of sense of what the discussion was. So I think use those two formats again, because I think they're great. The other thing was, this felt like a really genuine beginning of dialogue between theatre practitioners, academics, students, which I think quite a few events I've been to have sort of pretended to be, and then it's all been a bit unproductively polite, and everyone's saying, well, we've got our discourses and you've got yours, and we don't really get it, but let's all know each other. And this was very, this, particularly this session, has felt very, I don't know, fertile, and I don't know how you sort of achieve that again, or maybe just if Tim was here and he's good at that, but that felt really good. So advancing and growing those sorts of dialogues, I think.
And just coming back to what you just said, I think, and because we've talked about stakes earlier on, and we can also take, like, learn from the production or from theatre, obviously, we can think about when you organize the next conference, because these things have, the elements have been so nice about the structure more, that you really raise the stakes and that we all arrive and arrive together at a greater thing we wouldn't have dreamt of alone. like after the second half, and that there's really a sense of achievement and a sense of group dynamics at the end of it that would carry us through the time we don't see each other, where we have to go and spread it into classrooms and so on. So I think what we did this morning was lovely. Everyone feels like that wanted, I guess. But I think it's fair to say that it's something we could have come up without having been to yesterday's day and without having heard all those papers. And I feel it's a waste of brain power, really, having heard those papers. And I haven't really seen how they fed into this and how they got us saying what we said now. And so we could really sort of turn these two elements around. And I mean, I know it's probably organizational stuff, but if we were to see a play on the first night and then do this session, you wouldn't have to do anything about group dynamics in an overly pedagogical way, but they would just be there and everyone feels very welcome and would just want to share the most they can give.
I'd respond to that by saying I think that the way that group dynamic is intensified is by a longer conference, but the trouble with longer conferences, I find, is that I prefer to go out and see Stratford-upon-Avon or wherever I happen to be, Philadelphia or wherever it is. And
I don't
so,
mean longer conferences.
Well, no, but my question to you would be, I mean, how do we actually bring that about without making it a 3-day conference, which I think we don't want to do, or at least I personally think, you know, I'm getting fed up after day two. A day and a half, I think, is nice. But, I mean, are there any thoughts about, for instance, the length of the conference?
I was just going to comment on it seemed to be very, very profitable and useful to have the various constituencies represented. So I thought it was quite important for Tim Suttle to be here, and Tom Cornford, as you know, directors, to be here. The young man who identified himself yesterday as a designer and the other designers who were representing various, but also to have reviewers who are doing the dailies, bloggers who are blogging, you know, seriously, and academic critics who are doing something slightly different. And perhaps to find a way of those constituencies lay down their stakes in the conference beforehand, so that there is a kind of shared vocabulary before we arrive, so that we could use the 36 hours really to go fast and furious.
Does that mean setting homework in advance?
Homework or... you don't mind reading in advance, do you, Pete?
Occasionally.
It just seems to me that because there was such an interesting group of people there, that maybe there would be a way of us coming to the point faster.
One of the things that I hope will come out in the email discussions that I hope we will get involved in is other ways in which we can write about performance. And in many contexts, I found myself engaged in conversations and trying to explore other things we can do. And some of that is an experiment that can be brought to the conference. I mean, I think of the ways in which some people are trying clusters of very short reviews of the same production from a number of people, or writing 32 short moments about a glorious moment, or whatever it may be, that we want to find ways in which our writing can change, and which we are not as constricted as the professional theatre reviewers are by the way in which space is imposed on them. And I hope that that's something we'll carry on with. So, in other words, there's a way in which the format of the event, the next event, could both bring to it and take away from it new ways of doing our work, new ways of engaging with the objects we engage with. And if that means some homework in advance, that's fine. And if that means a conversation afterwards, that's equally fine. But it's part of a continuing process, because for all of us, we're going to carry on watching Shakespeare productions, and many of us are going to be writing about Shakespeare productions, and all of us are probably going to read writing about Shakespeare productions, and ways in which we rethink that and make it fresh and new is very valuable.
It might be, for example, that there is a show that will run for a good 9 months or year in the following year or so that will tour the world, and which we'll all have opportunities to see at different points, and in which we can and that might be something that we can collaborate online about in a way that music fans do.
Yeah.
You need to be better fans.
I think
one of the purposes of this meeting is to help the academic community benefit from the creative energy of the practitioner community to get together. And in fact, that's been perhaps not a massive, a very uncomfortable relationship. So to try and make that more. And it's just an idea, but I wondered if when, well, first of all, I want to say that the panel discussion yesterday with the practitioners was, for me, hugely interesting. And was an opportunity for the creativity of the practitioner mind and the creativity of the academic mind, and creativity and emotion are words I would like to use, to come together and be expressed. So I thought that was exciting. I wondered if today these discussions might be informed by, if we're going to a seminar the day before, picking up on what you were saying, that we choose a paper, each of us chooses a paper, not all of them, and not all the questions, but we choose one paper, we listen to that very carefully, and we think about the academic question which is being addressed in that paper, and then we bring it into the discussion the following day. Keep it small, but link the two. And if it flies, it flies. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least we've got time in our minds.
Yeah, so just very briefly, I now as you said about the panel discussion, I thought we could have, and it's something you could ask more, and we could have done more, you could have asked us more, arising from these two days, I think. There's some very interesting polemical positions that I've heard during these 2 days, very interesting. And we could have come to that panel discussion with a more prepared polemic position, like Michael's position could have been, blogs are the disaster, Andy's position could have been, blogs are good. And I've heard a couple of things which would be interesting for future conferences. There's a question here, does the group of critical reviewers, both media and academic, but especially media, do they have an overbearing and defining role over how Shakespeare's done? They probably do, it may not be their fault. But that's a debate, it's an important debate. Is the way Shakespeare's done too much restricted by the zeitgeist of the reviews? Two, how do we talk about good reviewing? How do we, someone asked yesterday, one of you guys doing the paper asked, how do I talk about acting? It's Barry. Yeah. And how do we talk about reviewing? These things were raised yesterday, but there could be interesting ways to focus into a next conference. Let's focus on the big political questions. Lastly, instead of saying I want to complain about our organisers who had us all drinking at the pub till 1 in the morning. I'm not sure that's responsible. But thank you for
I think a close analysis of examples of reviewing, and perhaps in different periods, different reviewers, just would be a valuable exercise. Perhaps one that would be usefully undertaken in seminars as well as in public. But I'm very interested to look at what Bernard Shaw was doing in a review or Tyne, and just to analyse and try and put it in perspective and say, what are, it comes back to what Carol was talking about yesterday, what are the qualities of a good reviewer that we're looking for? And I can think of all sorts of things, perception, observation, what's happening on stage and so on, and to see how somebody has done it and to put that within a perspective. Mm. I think would be a valuable, I can conceive of a paper being given which would be no more perhaps than a critical examination of three reviews.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And on that theme, we asked people in the seminar to provide an exemplary review of some sort. And we actually asked the panellists as well as kind of backup, if you remember that, Tim and Carol. But we ran out of things to say, that's it. you could pull out this exemplary review of some sort. So that idea was very much in the background, Stanley. But as it was, of course, we had so much to say, we didn't get around to that. But I think the idea of a close reading of reviews is brilliant. Thank you.
Is the email circulation list going round? Whereabouts is it going?
Yeah.
Is it making its way around?
Gosh,
Tom has
to make sure that's Tom.
I'm intrigued by the idea of the creative energy of the theatre, because actually, if we were to compare last night's experience with this morning's, I would argue the creative energy is in the academy. And that I wonder how much that has to do with institutions. I was astonished. I wanted to read Michael Boyd's letter about how joyful and
yeah.
and how it can't be apologised for. But that's, I wonder how much that's to do with institutions, and I can't speak for Tim, but certainly from my perspective, this is fantastically energising and interesting forum. I wonder whether theatrical institutions don't think, and therefore you're better off. This is just advice to come to us as individuals and not to go through the big stamping people.
one of the joys of this conference to me has been the way that individuals have come together, that it was always offered as an open public event.
Absolutely.
As well as being, would you like to come and do a seminar paper, would you like, you know, and that sort of sense of becoming a delegate. Anybody has had, in theory, it's been open, has been able to come along. And that's why I think we've got this, I think, wonderful mix, a cross-section of different constituencies. I mean, I named them all yesterday in the introduction. But I don't think it would have worked without the Shakespeare enthusiasts, the theatre directors, coming together and actually sharing something which we feel passionately about.
Yeah,
so
it would be quite interesting if Michael Boyd had been here.
he was busy. But he was interested, and he sort of endorsed this conference and gave us some copy to put on our applications for funding, which were unsuccessful. we won't be passing the hat around, but you know, he was very interested. But it would be lovely. I think next time we find a weekend, he's free. Put it that way.
Send him the food.
Yes, Roger and Madison.
I know for academic scholars, pedagogy is often a dirty word, but I do think a lot of us use reviews in our teaching. I use it quite a bit for when I take students to see productions to inform their thinking about it, but also sometimes kind of historically to have them read about productions. It was raised a little bit in the paper sessions, but I wonder if that could be also something that we look more at, is how reviews are used in teaching, but also where the next reviewers are coming from. Teaching review writing is, you know, it's something I've done a little bit of. But I wonder if, how many would benefit from a discussion of how we use reviews and how we teach review writing.
It's interesting, can we teach reviewing was one of the questions on the call for papers of the conference, but again, it might be a separate focus in some way.
Well, my point really kind of builds on that, because my feeling is this morning talked a great deal about production and very little about reviewing, and very few actual commentators stopped to reflect on how their opinion might contribute to the debate. I was a little anxious, I have to say, and it's not a view I've heard expressed, but we reached a real consensus on the damning and the negative about that production. And the thought of Michael Boyd being here raises it to really because of that very thought. Also, I felt that suppose Michael Billington had still been here this morning, far too busy a man, of course, he might have given us a rather different perspective, that reviewing is not all about finding all the faults and showing what does not work, but considering possibly the wider public who come to this, who are not the academics and the seriously interested in the people who've already seen the production at another stage, but, if you like, a more innocent constituency. And we haven't really considered those, or, if you like, done justice to the hard work and the intentions behind the production.
Yeah, fair point.
So, just something I wanted to say to follow on from what Peter said just now. There are all kinds of really interesting debates going on in performance studies and recently in Shakespeare studies too about the wider issue of documentation. You know, how do we record performance, how do we write about performance more broadly. Might it be worth, and just sort of throwing this out there, expanding the scope of the conference to consider how we write about Shakespeare performance more broadly. Reviewing is sort of blurs into other areas, as this conference has shown already, particularly in discussion of electronic media and perhaps, you know, widening the scope. Whilst obviously there are risks attached to that, it could open up some fruitful areas of discussion.
I was just going to
two more points.
I was just going to say that if I go on
going to do this review is if I go into a theatre, I always go in the hope that it's going to be something. That moment when the house lights go down, it's the bit of your backbone. And I think if, as a critic, you're actually going in to pick holes, that's not what we should be doing. You're talking about people's work, people's, you know, careers even sometimes. And I think that part of the role of it is, yes, you can pick upon the things that you think haven't worked and why they don't work, but you should be looking at where you can find the things that do work. And something somebody said yesterday, that they considered the audience as well. When if the audience is sitting there patiently enjoying something and having a great time, and you don't go on first night, which can be a bit skewed, then, you know, what are they getting from it? You know, and so that does have to be part of the consideration as well.
I agree, people do pay 32 quid to watch it, as it were. I mean, you know, it's not a charity.
No.
But we're taking. And one final point to think at the back there. Yes,
I'm not quite sure how to say this, really. As it's been commented that there's been very good dialogue between practitioners and academics or reviewers or teachers, the other people here. And I suppose we don't know who we all are, and there are probably quite a few practitioners who become academics or become teachers and so on. So I don't want to make any comments there, but possibly there aren't very many current practitioners here, which is why there may not have been a higher level of confrontation, if you like. And I'd like to say that as a practitioner, when I start a project, I have to have a combination of a great deal of reading, of thinking about the project in hand, of finding out as much as I can, and a fantastic naivety as well, and an ignorance and a clear slate, a space in which anything can come up and be worked with. And if we're to think of reviewing as a creative thing as well, then presumably the reviewer, no matter how many times they've seen the production, and it's slightly shocking to see how many people have seen this production more than once, that they need to also find a space in them which is fresh and is a clean slate, and to go into that space and take it for what it is without the endless comparison which will inevitably find a better one somewhere else. And I think maybe those aspects of practitioner and reviewer need to kind of come together.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Conway Sargevsky said there's no great acting after one is 17 years old. He's not right, but there's a nugget of truth there. And I think you're right. I think the great reviewer can get to be a child as well.
Yes.
Back to that excitement.
And the extension of that is that children, when they're playing in make-believe, have this amazing, have the ability to be both in make-believe and in the real world as well. And they don't think that make-believe is it completely. They will step outside it. And we seem to think you either have to be in make-believe or in the real world. Why?
Where are the great under seven critics? That's the next question. Thank you, Kate. I think Carol, would you want to say something more?
Yeah. I asked if I could have 2 minutes at the end of this conference. I'm the director of the Capital Center. This conference, as Paul said yesterday, would not have happened if there hadn't been amazing support from Catherine Lethbridge of the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust, who did a lot of the organizing. This conference represents a collaboration between the Trust, the Monument Trent, and the Capital Center at the University of Warwick. But of course, what Paul didn't also say was that a conference doesn't happen unless there are people who have vision and a topic that they want to raise and a bee in their bonnet and are willing to do the work. And the three boys are the ones who have done the work. And it seems to me that it started. I mean, these young men are also not just academics and teachers and so they're also terrific reviewers. With lots of reviewing under their belt. And it seems to me that this conference started with Paul's bee in his bonnet about the state of the art and how we could usefully talk about the state of this particular art And it was also originally something that Michael Boyd was very, very interested in doing, in having a place where a group of people could talk about this business that we both produce and consume, that makes us as spectators, is making actors in their business, is creating space for a theatre to be the kind of theatre that it is. That is, there's a lot of symbiosis going on here, and it was something that Michael Boyd wanted to have a space to talk about. It saddens me that ultimately he didn't feel that he could join in this conversation, which is also why I'm deeply glad that Tim was here, that Michael Billington was here, that Michael Coveney was here, that people were representing the professional side of the state of the art, along with the academic, with Peter Holland and Stanley Wells. But this is just really a way of saying to them, thank you for starting this conversation. I expect it to go on, if not next year, then the year after. And thank you for creating a forum, but also a format for us to continue thinking about what it is that we're doing. So thank you.